At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker and go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello, beautiful you, health conscious you, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to another show. And this week, I'm going to give you my story in the second half of, if there's enough time in the second half of this show. But first of all, I want to talk to you about something that a lot of people ask me, a question that I get so often. Danielle, what is the difference between self-care and conscious self-care? Now, that is such an interesting question, and we're going to talk about it almost during the whole show. But what I want to say to you is my story is maybe a story that can inspire you and explain actually the difference between self-care and conscious self-care. But let's start with what is actually self-care? How, and I'm talking to you, what do you think that self-care means to you? What is it to you? And how can it improve your daily life? Because self-care is very simple. It is taking care of yourself, physically, mentally, emotionally, whatever it feels to you. Think of it like giving your car an oil change or your phone a new charger, or it's important to keep things running smoothly. So you can take care of yourself in many, many ways, such as taking a relaxing bath, going for a walk in nature with your dog, or practicing meditation or a yoga session, getting a good night's sleep. That's what I call self-care, taking care of yourself. And it's important already here to realize that everyone's self-care routine will look different. It is absolutely different for you than it is for me. So feel free to do whatever works for you and make time for it in your busy daily schedule. Now, what is conscious self-care? Conscious self-care is, of course, the word conscious says it all, is a more intentional approach to taking care of yourself. Conscious self-care is a more thoughtful process, a more thoughtful approach to taking care of yourself, because it's like self-care on steroids. Instead of just going through the motions of self-care, taking a good bath, having a yoga session, you are actually going to actively pay attention to what the signals are, what it is that you feel, what it is that you need, and making a plan to actually meet those needs, norms, values, whatever it is. So let me just give you an illustration here. One of my clients, and let's call her Karen, she's a mom of two little ones, and she has a business. She runs a business, and she's always been the yes mom, I call her, always putting her family first, saying yes to everyone, whether it's her kids, a husband, her clients, anyone in her environment. But of course, coming to me means that she was starting to feel that something was off, something was wrong. She was really tired, exhausted, stressed out, and felt herself really not in a good place, mentally and emotionally. And her body started to give her signals. Now, during our connection call, I mean, you know, like an intake and the first coaching session, when she decided to invest in herself, Karen had a few light bulb moments because she realized that she needed to take better care of herself, meaning starting to practice conscious self-care by paying attention to her inner world, how she felt, by identifying what it was that took her a lot of energy, what it was that she needed to fill her own cup, that she needed to feel better. So she realized that she needed to set some boundaries, starting to say no to others and to certain things that didn't align with her own priorities. And so just to make, you know, to finish the story, Karen really started to learn to set boundaries. She really integrated in her life. She started delegating tasks to her husband, her kids. She encouraged those around her to take more responsibility for their own lives so that she didn't have to do it all. She began communicating her own needs so much more clearly to her clients, to her, anyone in her environment. And she took her well-being as her priority for the first time in her life. And by setting healthy boundaries, she could take better care of herself. She could reduce her stress levels. She could really go balancing her in and output. She enjoyed herself so much more, as much with her family as in her business. And I call it putting your oxygen mask first upon to yourself, like what they say in the plane. That to me is conscious self-care. It is really putting your own oxygen mask on first, filling your own cup first. So in short, conscious self-care is about being mindful, about being intentional in taking care of yourself, in putting your own needs first, in knowing yourself so well that you get into alignment and into connection with your true self and take action to meet those needs, and etc. So I'm going to have a little break, and then I'm going to get back to you just now talking about everything that has to do with the difference between self-care and conscious self-care.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Yes, we are back, and I'm talking to you today about a concept that I often get as a question to see what is actually the difference between self-care and conscious self-care. And I, in my practice, in my experience, have put conscious self-care always as the ideal care for yourself, because it is so much more complex. It is so much more complete. It is much deeper than the normal self-care. And I'm going to just give you a few most common misconceptions about self-care and conscious self-care, because let's be honest, one thing people often get wrong about self-care is that it's just about treating yourself to fancy things like massages or going for a shopping afternoon. Sure, of course, those things can be fun and they can feel good, but they're not the way to take care of yourself. The real self-care, the true self-care, the deep self-care is about looking after your whole self, your true self, your body, your feelings, your needs, your spirit, your soul. And that can mean lots of different things depending on the person. It is a very individual thing. That is why every journey, every program that I do with my clients is always, always individually chosen, because it is so important to make it individual. It is different for every single person. And another thing that people often think is that self-care is only for when you're feeling down, when you're stressed out, when you're stuck. That's when people start to take care of themselves. And that is just not the right thing to do. Self-care can help with all sorts of things, but it needs to be a regular part of your routine. It's like taking supplements. You don't wait until you're sick to start taking them, right? So the same goes to self-care and conscious self-care particularly. It is more a sort of a daily practice to prevent instead of to cure. If I had known about conscious self-care when I was 30, 35 years old, I would never have gotten so sick. I assure you, I know that for sure. And so people might also think, another misconception, that conscious self-care is tough work, like you must spend so much time daily. But that's not true neither. Because conscious self-care is more about the intention and the mindfulness that taking care of yourself can be done in small, simple things. It doesn't take much more time to make a big difference. I always say little changes can create big results. And it's sometimes the little changes done on a regular basis in a routine as a habit that have the biggest changes and the biggest results. It can be a few breathing exercises. It can be stopping to have a telephone calls with someone who's depleting your energy. It can be just little things that make a big difference. And one of the biggest misconceptions, just to let you know, is that, and I talk about it often, even in this show, in my workshops, in my sessions with my clients, in our community, I so often say to you, conscious self-care is not selfish. Even self-care is not selfish. It is essential to take care of yourself as well as you take care of others. It is like filling up your own cup first. Remember Oprah Winfrey? Filling your own cup first so that your cup is full, that it is running over, so you have enough energy to help others. I used to sacrifice my energy, my own energy, to help others. I used to have a depleted cup myself and thought it was more important to help others. If you don't take care of yourself first, of your own cup first, believe me, you will run out of energy and you won't be able to help others any longer. And I will tell you the story a little bit later, my story, just to tell you how important it is that conscious self-care is not a luxury. It's a necessity. And so people ask me, but then Daniel, how do I practice conscious self-care? How do I practice conscious self-care? Well, practicing conscious self-care is like being a little bit like, certainly at the start, being a detective on a mission to figure out what your body, your mind, your spirit, what it is exactly, how it is functioning, what it is that it needs. It's like being a detective, trying to figure out what is working, what is not working, and doing something about it, to pay attention on how you feel and what you need to turn that around. So a good way to start practicing conscious self-care is by setting aside some time every day, even if it's just 10 minutes, to check in with yourself. I did it with a journal, but you can take just a few deep breaths and ask yourself, how am I feeling right now? What do I need at this moment? What would make me feel better? What would make my body feel better? My energy, my emotional state. So, for example, I'm going to just give you an example. Let's say you're feeling stressed out and you notice that you feel a bit of contraction. Your shoulders are inward. You realize that you have tension in your muscles. You feel that your stomach is a little bit in a knot. And so you might just need a few stretches. You might just need to break the cycle, the vicious cycle of always sitting in front of your computer, for example, and need a bit of stretching, need a bit of breathing exercises. It doesn't have to take long. Just that can make a difference. So let's say you're feeling really down and a little bit isolated when you look at your feelings and your needs. You feel that you need a little bit of social contact, that it has been a while since you've had a good deep conversation with someone, that you haven't been able to say what's on your mind, to express your emotions. Maybe you need to use that throat chakra and express yourself on how you feel and what you have, a certain opinion that you have about something. So why not go into social interaction, call someone, have a little date, or go for lunch or for a walk with a friend, just to have that conversation that you need, that expression of yourself that you need. So as I say, it is important to remember that conscious self-care, the complete conscious self-care, doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to take up so much time. It can be such simple things: taking a nap, listening to some music, taking a journal and write your emotions down, having a decision to make, that you make the decision or that you take an action. It's about noticing what is not feeling right to you and doing something about it. By practicing conscious self-care, I promise you that you take charge of your life, of your well-being, of your health, and you take care of yourself to become the best version of yourself. And isn't that what we all want? To become the best version of ourselves. So to conclude, self-care is all about taking care of yourself physically, mentally, emotionally. And it can be really simple things like a relaxing bath, going for a walk, whatever. It is important to remember, as I said in the beginning, that everybody's self-care routine will look different. That's why you often can't do this on your own. You need somebody to help you, to put a structure in place, to teach you how to set boundaries, how to communicate your own feelings and needs to someone. Conscious self-care is about that. It is so much more than just taking care of yourself. So let's see what works for you. That conscious self-care is such a more thoughtful approach than just taking care of yourself. That approach of being so conscious about your own needs and taking the necessary steps and action to actually meet those needs, to actually feel good inside, to become more of who you are, to become a better version of who you are. It's about making a daily practice of self-care. Conscious self-care is really practicing that self-care in a conscious way. And it doesn't have to be complicated or time-consuming. And most importantly, as I said, please never again take self-care, certainly not conscious self-care, as selfish. It is not a luxury. It is a necessity. And it is a necessity that needs to be taught to so many youngsters as well. So if you are a parent or if you work with youngsters, whatever your situation is, being the example as an adult, practicing conscious self-care, you are not just taking charge of your own well-being, you are giving the example to those around you, giving them the permission to fill their own cup first as well. And that is maybe even one of the biggest reasons why I work so closely with entrepreneurs who give the example to their clients, to their workers. I work closely with parents to give the example to their children. Isn't that a big reason why we can choose to practice conscious self-care every single day? So remember, conscious self-care is a beautiful, absolute beautiful daily practice that is going to transform your life, that is going to make you live a better life instead of a bitter life, that is going to make you go from barely surviving because of the sacrifice to consciously thriving. And so just now I'm going to give you the example of conscious self-care and what it has done in my life. Thank you for staying with me in this show, because we are going to talk now about conscious self-care, how I went from being so active and so caring to confined and really helpless to living really a conscious self-care practice and actually living authentic success. So I just, why am I going to tell my story? Because I trust that so many of you recognize themselves in this. And also because it explains well what conscious self-care is all about. So what I wanted to tell you is that in the first half of my life, I was a very busy, caring physiotherapist, a mother of three, a very social person, sporty person. And I was always putting others first, living for my environment. I put others' happiness first. I took it as my responsibility. I was mostly living in my head with always the worries about yesterday and tomorrow. I could not say no to others because saying no gave me like a feeling of guilt. And self-care, I didn't even have time or didn't even know about self-care, because to me it was a selfish thing and it was something that I had never learned. So because of my hectic lifestyle, it all caught up with me, because from one day to another, I found myself in hospital with a stress-related illness that really took out my whole immune system. I was completely exhausted, anxious. I really had a lot of pains and aches. I couldn't move. My body was completely shutting down, making it really hard to even the simplest tasks. So I couldn't care for my children anymore. I couldn't clean the house anymore. So I felt really, really hopeless and powerless. And the purpose of sharing this story, as I say, is actually to provide you the support, the guidance, and the strategies that if you go to a similar experience or even a tenth of this experience, if you are feeling that you are tired and exhausted, if you are feeling that you are living for others, that you are sacrificing your own well-being for the happiness of others, if you are feeling that you are trying to meet all the expectations and wishes of your environment, not taking enough care of yourself, then this story might be for you. Because I got sick, really sick, as you can hear. And months later, the first months later, there was no real change in my situation. And doctors in South Africa and even doctors here in Belgium, they told me that it was time to accept my situation, because they said to me, you will probably end up in a wheelchair, not be able to do any flight of stairs, so go and live in a flat. And they told me that it would be impossible to work again as an independent, to start my own business, to continue my own profession. And so that came to me as a shock. But there was a turning point, because I knew I could not accept those doctors' truths, those doctors' prognosis. I couldn't accept it as my truth. And to me, it was a choice and a decision there and then to take my life into my own hands. And so I knew deep down that I could not give up my life being a mother of two young children and accept that truth. I could not do that. I was responsible. I was going to be totally responsible for regaining my own health and my life. And so I was desperate to find a way out. And I, honestly, those first months, I really tried conventional and unconventional treatments, but there was no progress. And so here we come to the power of self-reflection. It's maybe to self-awareness. It's maybe the first step in any healing process is awareness. And my first step to that recovery began by accepting my situation, not as a truth, but accepting and realizing that my body was totally exhausted, that it needed to rest, that the acceptance of permitting my body to stop fighting, to go in complete rest. And then I also knew that I had to work on my inner world. I realized, I studied the ancient wisdoms, the modern science. I read so many books. I studied it. I did workshops. I did so many things. And I realized more and more, the deeper that I digged, the more I realized that I needed to change my inner world, invest in myself, in my thoughts, my feelings, my inner dialogue, my self-worth, my self-love, my self-care, all these things. And so that's what I did. I reflected a lot on why I became ill. I realized that I had lost total connection with my body. I was completely disconnected, living in my head, as I said. And I was disconnected from my feelings and my needs, because I had actually neglected and ignored all the warning signs that my body had been given me for months before. I had been taking care of everyone except myself, neglecting my own feelings and needs and energy. And so I even didn't feel good enough, because I had to prove my worthiness time and time again. I had trouble setting boundaries. So all these things, my negative self-talk, my fatigue, my stress, I reflected on all of it. And one of the biggest triggers to become ill was also my financial situation. And that complete self-reflection, and that is a part of conscious self-care, helped me understand the root causes of my illness and gave me the insight that I needed to start making changes. Now, I often say to my clients, it is so important to first of all treat your inner dialogue, be aware of your inner dialogue, change the way you talk to yourself. We often talk about it in the show. Your inner dialogue is one of your big inner forces, the same with your self-image, the images that you have of yourself. So I started to work on all of that. I started to address all these causes, and I implemented day by day positive changes in my life, connecting again with my heart, with my needs, with my feelings, with my true self, with my body, with my emotions. But that takes reflection. That takes, you need to be consciously paying attention to your body signals, to the contractions in your body, to how you deal with the food that you put into your body, how you deal with the energy output, how you deal with the energy input. All these things helped me. And so, for example, when I felt a little bit tired, even before I felt tired, I needed to practice conscious self-care and allow myself to rest. And there's a 20-minute rule that is, for me, has really made a difference. And in the beginning, I could only do 3 minutes, 3 minutes of doing something and then 20 minutes rest, and then another 3 minutes of doing something and then 20 minutes rest. And that's how you build it up. So, as I said, reconnecting with my own feelings, the signals that my body, my mind, my soul was giving me. So, really going to take care of yourself in a conscious way, because I had been neglecting my needs for such a long time. And I started more and more day by day to set healthy boundaries, saying no to certain things, certain foods, certain activities that really exhausted me. I made time for real conscious self-care activities like journaling, like just sitting in a chair outside and breathing, like a little walk, just a few steps, 10 meters and back, and then rest, all these things. Of course, I addressed my negative self-talk, being mindful of my thoughts and the words I was saying to myself, which is such an important part of the healing process and of conscious self-care. I started to challenge all my negative beliefs that I had about myself, about life, about my situation, about past experiences, past events. And I wrote a lot down in my journal. And one of the things I often say to you guys, and I really mean it, it is one of the golden tips that I give in my personal programs, and we practice it daily with my clients, is everything around gratitude. Still up till today, I have a gratitude journal next to my bed, and every single night before I go to sleep, I write down 10 things that I'm grateful for. Some things have happened, some things are going to happen, some things will happen in the future. So being grateful for what was, for what is, and for what will be is such an important thing. And that makes you focus on what you have and what you can do and what you can have, and not of what you are not, have not, do not. So, of course, I didn't do this on my own. I started to surround myself with the most amazing positive people, experts. I had therapists, coaches. I had people really empowering me, supporting me, encouraging me to keep going day by day, because it was such a challenge. 3 steps forward, 1 step back. 1 step forward, 2 steps back. That was the process, because I came, as I said, from a really, really bad, dark place where I could not do anything. I couldn't even wash myself. So through implementing real, deep, conscious self-care, practicing it on a daily basis, my recovery really progressed. I could feel the progress in it. And I started to get more and more confidence that I could heal, that it was possible. And so, as I say, self-reflection and conscious self-care does not go without challenges. Please, it is a challenging road, a challenging journey, I call it. It can be a harsh process to self-reflect because I had to admit my own mistakes, my own problems, my own past traumas, how I was still feeling, my own limiting beliefs. And it takes a lot of courage and a lot of honesty and self-compassion to really go in that place. So it's essential to have patience with the process. And I did it step by step, day by day. And another challenge for me was to actually change my old habits and behaviors. You cannot believe how subconsciously we are programmed in our behavior. You all know that we operate 95% of the day on our subconscious mind, only 5% consciously. So I needed to make all those subconscious habits, those thoughts, those words, those behaviors, I had to make them conscious so I could change them. And so really, lastly, maybe it's important to say that it is not always easy to notice the signals in your body and your mind, because sometimes when the signals are there, it's actually already too late. Sometimes we need to be so conscious and so aware of what is happening in our body and our mind that we can prevent from overdoing it. Because often when the signals are there, it's sometimes too late. So whether it's through aches, through little pains, through fatigue, or just a gut feeling, whatever your body and your mind and your emotions are telling you, please listen. That is one of the things that is a practice as well, is consciously listening to what is going on, and consciously listening to your inner world. What is your inner world telling you? And so that is a journey and a process. And just now, I will talk to you a little bit more on how I got to go from that stressful situation, that illness, that stuckness, that sacrificing, surviving modus to authentic success. I'll talk to you just now.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Yes, we are back. And whether you are listening now on the UK Health Radio platform or on the UK Health podcast, I am welcoming you back because this is a show where I'm talking about conscious self-care, its concept, and how I am illustrating the conscious self-care practice on now with my story on how I have come from barely surviving and really being very, very ill and stuck to consciously thriving. And so we saw in this is the part number four, and I just want to let you know that summarizing my recovery process, you can actually do that. And that's why I call my brand is called Living Authentic Success. Let your essence navigate your life is a very, very beautiful concept. But it, to me, it explains my journey of recovery, because to reconnect with yourself, to discover your true self, to be in alignment with who you are, listening to your own feelings, needs, listening to your body, mind your body before it reminds you. That is what we do in the journey from shifting out of chronic stress to living authentic success. And so it's all about reconnecting with who you truly are, with listening to your inner world, your inner self, and use that, the essence of who you are, as a compass for your life's direction. As it shows you, it's your intuition, it shows you your purpose, everything is inside of you. True success is an inside job, whatever that success means to you, whether it's be the best parent, the best coworker, the best CEO of a company, starting your own business, doing an NGO, whatever it is, being the best grandmother, whatever success means to you, it is still an inside job. And so I call Living Authentic Success is my brand, because when you are authentic, when you let your true self guide you, when you are in connection, the head and the heart are connected in alignment with your values, with your passions, instead of always living for the outside success, surrendering to external pressure, doing what is expected from you, that process, you can call it a conscious self-care practice. Because you consciously pay attention to what is going on inside of you, living from the inside out, letting your feelings, emotions, the signals of your body, that is how we respond. That is how we make decisions and choices accordingly, according to that inner world, not according to the outer world and the outer signals and the drama and the negativity and the bad economy, etc. So this process, I mean, living authentic success, practicing conscious self-care daily, it's a never-ending journey. You can imagine that. It's a lifestyle. But the results are absolutely tremendous. It has helped me to understand my needs, set boundaries, make positive changes in my life. It allowed me to find my true passion, to help others today who are going, I mean, I've been doing this now for so many years, decades almost, to help others who are going through these struggles, who are in a survival modus, who are living for the outside world. Stop. I want to inform you, every single one of you, about the dangers of chronic stress and the importance of living authentic and living authentic success by practicing daily conscious self-care. So I walk my talk. I really have been from chronic stress to authentic success. And I could never have imagined, it is almost now 25 years ago, we are 2023, and I got sick in November 1998. So it's almost 25 years ago, and I could never have imagined the shifts that I have done in my life, going from being bedridden with a really bad prognosis from doctors to becoming the most happy. I can almost, it makes me really, gives me goosebumps thinking about it. The most fulfilled grandmother of four and such a successful conscious self-care expert and with a brand of living authentic success. Because through the implementation of all the things we've been talking about today, all the self-care practices, and it is a complete self-care practice, a complete conscious self-care structure and practice that you need to do daily. It is a lifestyle. Without that, I would not have recovered. But today, I did not just recover. I am thriving, pursuing my passion, writing a book, writing articles every time for magazines, being a speaker, having my weekly radio show, my podcast. I am so grateful, so, so grateful. And that is a point of no return. Being grateful for what happened to you, for the bad situations that happened to you in the past. And I am grateful for the lessons and the growth that I got from that really serious stress-related illness. And I know how hard it is to be told that you will not be able to have a normal lifestyle again. You will not be able to work again, to go on stairs again. But I'm here to tell you that everything is possible. Recovery is possible. Your best life is possible. It is possible to become the best version of yourself. It took me a few years of trial and error to fully regain that balance and inner strength. But the journey can be so much shorter with the right tools and strategies and the right mindset. And I can help you with that. Because my conscious self-care methods, my 7-step method is amazing. It has helped hundreds and thousands of people. And so if you want to know more about this, I trust that this story of mine, that what we talked about conscious self-care, that it has given you inspiration and motivation to go from where you are now to where you want to be. And the gap in between is not just how, it's with who you are going to fill that gap. Go with an expert who knows about highly sensitivity, about conscious self-care, about what it is exactly to feel so stuck and in such survival modus. I know about this. My story is a testament to possibilities, to expansion, to it is possible to go from where you are now to where you want to go. And I really trust that I inspire you out there listening to this show. And if you want to share it with your loved ones or with anyone that you know is suffering at this moment, please share this show. Please share my contact details. Go to danielsachs.com. Go and write me an email at daniela@danielsachs.com, and I'm here to listen to your situation. Visit my site, learn more about my programs, about all the stuff that I'm giving you for free. Free. I'm here to help, not to sell. So I just trust that this show has inspired you to really take your conscious self-care journey seriously. And to believe that you too can live authentic success. Bye-bye for now. I'll talk to you next week.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to danielsachs.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.